All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Coding, and with me is Nick from Coding, and we are back with another Wheel Wednesday podcast for you. That's right.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, we're
welcome back to our podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm laughing because this is the second time we attempted to film this because of some technical difficulties, but that's okay.
The technical difficulties is that Nick didn't put new batteries into his mic, and then had to go take the batteries out of his mom's remote. Anyhow,
listen, whatever works, okay?
We are here, Wheel Wednesday, and
we're doing it. We got around it.
Yeah,
Before we get into this podcast, hit the like button, subscribe, and comment down below, because yesterday was Scott's birthday, so wish him happy birthday in the comments. So
right, all three people are running to the comments right now just to type something in. So
exactly.
Yeah, so as you probably noticed last night, or maybe you didn't notice at all, we have been doing our best, obviously, to put more content into the sphere and making sure that we do as much content as we can. Now, look, we started out with a podcast, no problem. We merged into developing some other videos and Wheel Tech stuff, and that's all on our YouTube channel. If you go right down to the playlist, Wheel Tech playlist, they're there.
There's a link below.
Yeah, Nick will put a bunch of stuff in the link in the copy below. But basically, our whole attempt here is to try to give you content that is wheel, tire, or automotive related in our segment,
right.
And to give you stuff that's not a Koenig advertisement. It's not. Everything we do, no. 99% of what we do is very specific to cars, wheels, tires, general information only. And we did that for a bunch of reasons, and it's not, it's because we're car people, right? And being car people, we're just giving you different types of content. You got me all conscious now. I had to go check my mic and make sure I switched the battery on. So now if you look at our content schedule, we're almost at the point of three pieces of content per week. We try to put out some sort of Wheel Tech or custom, you know, or original video every Friday.
Right.
We are putting out our Wheel Wednesday podcast, obviously, on Wednesdays. And now on Tuesday, you will see something called Koenig Kickback. Now, Koenig Kickback is our attempt at doing around 5 minute and under automotive news recap for the week that just passed. So,
right.
You know, we brainstormed about this, and, you know, we dropped one late last night, actually. We're doing our best to try to get these together and come up with a rhythm, and it's taking a little bit longer than we hoped. But, you know, the same way the podcasts have gotten better. All right. Well, we hope that they've gotten better.
Well, the podcasts have definitely gotten better in the sense of, like, we have it more down to a science because the Koenig Kickback is, like, it's something new.
Yeah.
We're still kind of experimenting with it. Like, even with the Friday videos and, like, the Wheel Tech stuff and all that stuff we've been putting out, like, it took a little while to get into the rhythm of, like, scheduling, like, all right, we need to shoot at the latest by this day to have something up by this day to edit and do this and do that if we need, like, a backup, like, just kind of planning and staying ahead of ourselves. So I feel like with everything we've put out, that's been the main thing to try and figure out is not only how long it's going to take, but how can we get it out faster. Like, if you, like, even if you look back at our first couple of podcasts, we had a three camera setup, and now we're down to two cameras, but, you know, before the whole quarantine thing happened, we only had it down to one camera because it worked.
Yeah,
you know, so we're just kind of trying to get some of the kinks out. So yeah, right now it's being posted a little bit later than we'd like, but you know, still going up on Tuesday. So right.
Yeah,
the more we progress, not only will the content be better, but we'll have a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, yeah.
Figured out on top of that.
Definitely. And, you know, and the thing is, like I said, if you're, you know, if you're listening to iTunes or Google Play, you know, go over to a YouTube channel. Tuesday, every Tuesday, well, for the past two Tuesdays, we've been putting out this Kone Kickback. Now, Kone Kickback, and I don't know why it's named that. I'll be honest with you. We were part of it. I still don't know what it means.
There was a different name in the beginning. I think it was like Kone Rewind or something.
Which is what I was kind of pushing for. I think I was doing Rewound or something like that. Anyhow.
Didn't we have a wheel called the Rewind, though?
We do have a wheel. So, anyhow, bottom line is, it's called Kone Kickback. I'm not sure who made the final executive decision on that, but it's been made and we're running with it. So, so basically, Kone Kickback is, like I said, it's a 5-minute or under type of around automotive news recap for the last week. It will, you know, we were trying to figure out how to bring this to you without it really becoming like, you know, everything about the Kone drivers. I think that's the easiest thing to do, but it's the thing that we were trying our hardest not to do. And
right.
I don't know that there will be a point where, you know, one of our drivers or some of our recaps are newsworthy and we will add some of that content in. But we wanted to bring you a general, overall, unbiased kind of show. And the only way to do that, in our opinion, was to not be in it.
Right.
So we're
actually not in it at all. So hosting the Kone Kickback, we have Joey Redman.
Right.
Who is what was it? Rec Magazine. He used to own Rec Magazine.
Yeah. So Joey was the founder of Rec Magazine, which was an online digital. All drifting news and, you know, coverage magazine. So Joey has a, you know, a good history there. Did that for quite a long time. But, you know, I met Joey probably, you know, 15, almost 16, you know, 15 and a half years ago. I met him in Atlanta where he was working as a freelance photographer where he was shooting for all the popular automotive magazines at the time. Import Tuner, Super, Sport Compact Car, Super Street, Import Tuner, if I didn't already say that, S3, all the big automotive magazines that you would be knowing in this segment, he was shooting for them, and that was his job. And then he moved from there to some other things. He's done a lot of agency work for companies like Mobile One, KW, you know, a lot of different automotive companies that you're probably privy to that I can't think of right now. But he has a lot of automotive knowledge. He's built SEMA cars. He's worked with drift programs. He's done an incredible amount. And even he's even done some work in the NASCAR segment when he was working with agency stuff. So he has he's a big F1 fan. So he just has a lot of general automotive knowledge and very connected.
And I was about to say, he's made a lot of friends along the way, right. You know? So it's really cool having him because, you know, he knows a lot of people and, you know, it's not even that he knows them. Like, he's close with a lot of these people. So it kind of adds to it a little bit and makes it not such like a branded, coned video. Not only because he doesn't work for us, or like he's done other stuff, but like, you know, it's more so he can just ask whoever he's asking and they're not responding to us like, oh, like let me respond to like the person in Kona. It's like they're literally just talking to one of their friends. So
I think the other piece about it is that no matter how hard we try to make sure that the content we give you is not like infomercially selly type stuff. Because of the fact that my daily life for the past 15 years, for the most part, is extremely about Koenig, it's sometimes difficult to have another view beside the one that's behind, you know, the brand hat that we're wearing. And
right.
The only way to give you a fair, unbiased news article for the most part was to have somebody else do it. So, listen, Our plan is that this will get better. So if you're watching the first couple and you're like, eh, I don't know, do me a favor, please stick with it. It's only a few minutes a week, and we're trying our hardest, and we'll take any feedback or suggestions that you have. But the truth is, the same way the podcasts arguably got better from the time that they started, I really believe that this will also. So, you know, throw some love to your boy Joey, and throw some love to the channel. And if you're not subscribed yet, because I know this is stunning, but 85% of you are not. So
wow.
Just click the damn subscribe button. It's not a hard thing to do. We're not really like killing you here. But, you know, look, I think that this will get better. I'm hoping that it goes in a place that really does catch on and really quickly bring some people some updates and recaps of stuff that's happening, you know, on this side. And the best part about this is Joey has done his best to try to get guests every single week. So the first week we had Farouk Kawai, who's a pro. He is a Koenig sponsored driver, but we didn't even say that. But he's a Formula Drift pro driver. He's finishing up a brand new build and chassis right now. And what's interesting about Farouk's point of view and the reason that he was asked to come on the last week's episode was that Farouk's day job is that Farouk, I mean, yeah, he works at a shop, but he spends a lot of time working with the event coordination and promotion of events that happen at Sonoma Raceway. Now, if you're not familiar with Sonoma Raceway hosts some incredibly large events in California, events like NASCAR, Indy, Formula Drift, and, you know, Winter Jam, and a bunch of other ones. So, you know, he really was able to offer some interesting insight into when events should start picking back up, you know, what it's going to be like when the events come back, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
You know, that point of view was completely valid and relevant. This week, last night, Joey talked with Jared DeAnda, who is the announcer and the voice of Formula Drift. And he asked Jared kind of what his thoughts were about, you know, the season progressing, when Formula Drift is going to start, you know, how does he foresee the effect of this virus and social distancing rules and the new, quote-unquote, way things are merging and meshing with events. And I think that it was extremely wonderful of Jared to kind of give his time and come on to the kickback. And it's pretty cool because Jared actually just started his own podcast. And I think it's called Beer with Jared DeAnda. I think it's Beer. B-E-E-R with Jared DeAnda. So...
I forgot what the acronym stands for.
It's something Roadrunner. It's like...
Because everybody enjoys Roadrunners or something like that.
Right, something like that. So, but, you know...
And he's actually had, like... And, you know, it's a kickback. But he actually had some, like, some pretty interesting people in the podcast. So, there we go. We plugged his podcast.
Yeah.
Go watch our kickback to find his podcast.
Right. I've known Jared for a long time. I don't know that I would classify us as being like super close friend wise. I would say we were probably more on the acquaintance level. I knew him from when he worked at McGuire's, you know, 15 years ago. So, you know, that's kind of how I've had, you know, any correspondence with him. And then, you know, now it's the casual, hey, what's going on? How are you? Kind of thing. But really, I don't see Jared that much. We don't really cross paths that much. We have a lot of mutual friends. But he's always been a really good dude. It's a good family man. And he has just an incredible amount of crossover into all these different segments and different industries. You know, for everything from music, he's really close to, like, you know, Killer Mike and some of those guys that follow, like, you know, some of the rap scenes. He does a lot in some of the virtual e-gaming now. He's a voice of Formula Drift. He's announced for X Games, so he knows a lot of those people, like Bucky Lassick and stuff like that. So Jared's a really interesting dude. He has a far reach as far as different people that he knows and connections that he has. So to hear his points and have him kind of come on and just, you know, throw some love to the kickback was super appreciated. So, yeah.
All right.
So that's really our plan. What else we got in the pike, Nick?
Well, what do you mean as far as stuff we have coming out?
Yeah.
Content wise?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So Friday we'll be dropping, so we shot a video recently, 10 wheel and tire related tools.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
That, yeah. 10 wheel and tire related tools that, you know, either you might have or you should get or you could use or, you know, we just did a little bit of an explanation of what they are and, right, and what you can do. And there's, you know, they vary. I'm sure there's different variations of the tools that we used or, you know, probably even more tools that you might have. But, you know, definitely check it out. We're going to put that up on Friday.
Yeah. And, so here's before we go any further, here's a challenge I'm going to make to anybody that's actually watching us right now. So I came up with these 10 ideas for wheel-related tools that I have in my own personal toolbox that I find to be extremely helpful. And for the most part, the majority of them don't really cost anything or you'll already have them. And right. So here's my challenge to anybody actually out there. On Friday, watch the piece of content. Obviously, make comments below. Let us know if there's any tools there that, one, we missed that you think are valuable. Two, if you think that the tool isn't valuable. And if there's enough comments or whatever about it, next week's podcast, I'll actually break down more of the logic or reasoning behind why I chose those tools, maybe over other ones that you may suggest.
And good. We can have a conversation talking about some of the tool suggestions that I had that weren't in the video.
Fair. We will defend that. We will defend what we put up next week if you guys don't agree with me.
Perfect.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited for that one to drop. And then we have one more that I know you're working on, and then we're trying our best to get some other stuff shot. This whole thing is, you know what the worst part, like, you know, like, I don't know if anybody's ever had their car stolen or vandalized or whatever it is. You know, the worst part about the entire thing is, like, you know, like, when somebody smashes up your car, smashes up some stuff, like, it's horrifying. You feel, like, super angry, whatever it is. The worst part of it is the absolutely ongoing inconvenience that just doesn't go away. From calling insurance companies, calling this, getting estimates, getting quotes, getting your car somewhere, having it fixed, etc. So I think that's what
it feels like.
That's what COVID to me has really felt like. Like, I can deal with the social distancing. I can deal with the masks. I can deal with the fact that, like it's real. I understand. Like, I feel for people that are out there, you know, suffering with it. I've known people that have passed away now. I can even deal with the fact that, like, I haven't been able to see my grandmother in a long time. And it's not really something that at this stage in her life, I want to go too much longer without doing. So there's setbacks. The part that's really becoming very difficult is the unknown of when things will return to even a modified normal where there's firm normal rules. And this feeling of limbo will go away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right. Like when are we at that point where, you know, Nick and I will be in the office together, you know, enough that we can shoot a piece of content or come up with some ideas, like, in person and be like, you know what, screw it. Let's go film it. Like, now everything takes a lot more work.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot harder. Like, before we were able to just, like, shoot something, and if we didn't like it, we'd be like, all right, screw it. Like, we'll scrap it and film something else. And now it's like we have to be more precise, but also make sure that we can get a few things done in a day. So, like, if even if we do want to scrap something, it's like, all right, at least we shot 3, 4, 5 videos in a day, that way we have a backup for whatever. So, I mean, the dynamic has definitely changed. What I'm interested in seeing is how, because we've already, like, we're kind of already getting used to this. At least I'm already kind of getting used to this, where it's like, all right, we need to make a day to shoot a whole bunch of stuff to then, you know, just edit and put it out. Or, you know, just little tiny things have started to kind of become routine. So now it's like, once we do go back, it's readjusting to all that again. And it's also like, is it going to be like the flip of a switch, or is it going to kind of, you know, so.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that's that whole limbo thing, right? Like, we just don't, we don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know what it's about. But look, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I think like everybody else, we're going to keep on trucking and we'll see what's going on. And, I don't know. Listen, I think it's really interesting. Stay tuned to our podcast, because I have a feeling in the next few weeks, these podcasts may start to take a weird turn, and you may find more thoughts and rather than topics. And I know that sounds a little weird now, but like, there's a lot of things going on in the industry that just can change on the drop of a dime that we may end up talking about. Formula Drift schedule. SEMA is still content with having a show, but meanwhile, so many other shows have canceled. Auto Mechanica canceled. I mean, so many other people.
The New York Auto Show was out the window.
But that makes sense. Well, it was in April. Yeah, then they moved it to August. April. Then they canned it. But you know, now the question is, there's a lot of things going on, and you know, I always struggle with. I always try to give you guys enough of my opinion so that it doesn't get stale. But I always try to, you know, kind of say that it's my opinion. The problem with this whole thing is that sometimes when we start talking about opinions, the hardest part is it's not always meant to be heard by everybody. Right. Yeah. Bottom line is stay tuned. It's going to be interesting. I think there's some other topics now that we're able to go into. And I think that, you know, as much as I don't always like to interject my strictly personal opinion on things, I think we may be having to go into some of this stuff just because there's just so much going on. And so there's that. Also, if you're still here, let us know what you think about, what are your thoughts on, do you think we should bring some guests on some of these? You know, we were just talking about this before. Would you like to hear from some guests on the podcast? Do you think we should save those just for podcasts that are like interviews, you know? Let us know.
Well,
so
I'll let the people comment below. I know how I feel on this. I think it would be cool. Just, you know, adding, like, we do separate podcasts, when we were at SEMA, we did a handful of podcasts, you know, before that we did podcasts, you know, with other people. So it's, I think it'd be an interesting dynamic, just kind of switching it up and maybe, bringing one or two guests in, randomly here and there, just to talk on our Wheel Wednesday stuff. But keeping relevant to like whatever topic we're talking about, you know, like if we have an idea, like, oh, let's talk about, like, this week we spoke about the kickback, you know, let's bring in, like, what if we brought in either Joey or Jared, just to, I don't know, can extend on the conversation that we're having about yesterday's kickback.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something like that. I think that would be really cool. You know, and then there's obviously other podcasts where they talk about other stuff, and like, we focus on the main person. But I think it would be cool. Comment if you think it would be cool also, or if not, or if there's somebody specifically you think we should add in, let us know.
Yeah. Hey, throw it down below. Yeah. Never know. So, I don't know. I don't think there's too much more going on. We talked about all the stuff we wanted to say, and I think we pack it in until next week. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're just about done.
All right. So that's it. I guess we're going to get out of here. Hope everybody's doing well out there. By the way, we're dangerously close to the countergrams and the hexagrams actually showing up. So if you have been waiting, that is a product plug. We will be making some more noise about it, hopefully, when it actually happens. I know,
I've been waiting.
I just don't want to pull the trigger until we know that these things are here. And I don't want to cause people. I know it's caused some people to be really frustrated. We're frustrated. The whole thing is tough to explain. It was a snowball. It was a massive snowball. Virus there, virus here, you know, supply chain issue things, work through them, got this, delays here, this, that, port closure. It was just one thing after another. And you know what? The truth is, I wish I could tell you that this was such an odd case, but in the 15 years I've been here, randomly, there are things that happen. And the only thing I've ever been sure about is that however you make a plan, most likely it won't ever go that way. So, unfortunately, that happened, but we will do our best to make announcements as things roll into stock. Stay tuned to our social media. Stay tuned to our social media. And for more information on the podcast, head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. Make sure you subscribe. I'm not kidding. 86% of you are not subscribed. Look, take that for what you will, but it would be really nice to have the rest of you. So, you know, click the damn button. So that's it. I guess we will catch you back here next Wednesday. By the way, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, we go live on Facebook and Instagram. So it's a good place if you have any questions, comments, or you just want to come by and say hello to do so. So,
right.
You know, holler at us. We'll be on a little bit.
All right. I think we're good to go.
We are so good to go. We will catch you next Wednesday. Take care.
Peace.